This week, we're podcasting from the International Society for Bipolar Disorders 2020 conference, where we've been scouring the virtual halls for all that is practical and newsworthy. The yield is high, so tune in for a new episode every day. Today, new results are on anti-inflammatory medication in bipolar depression. Welcome to the Kylite Psychiatry Podcast, keeping psychiatry honest since 2003.
I'm Chris Aiken, the editor-in-chief of the Kylite Psychiatry Report.
And I'm Kelly Newsom, a psychiatric NP and a dedicated reader of every issue.
Celecoxib, brand name Celebrex, is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory with promising results in depression. Last year, we ran an analysis of all the anti-inflammatory therapies in depression, and this one came up on top with the best evidence. At this year's conference, Dr. Helleris and colleagues reported on a randomized controlled trial of celecoxib augmentation in bipolar depression, and this was treatment-resistant bipolar depression. They started the trial by randomizing 47 patients with treatment-resistant bipolar depression into two groups. The first got escitalopram and placebo, while the second got escitalopram along with an augmentation of celecoxib 200 mg twice a day. These meds were added to their usual treatments. After 2 months, the celecoxib group had significant improvement. That result has already been published, and in the conference they presented further data on biomarkers. Although there's a lot of research on anti-inflammatories in depression, very few of those studies actually measure anti-inflammatory biomarkers to see if they improve along with treatment or if they predict response. Dr. Halleris looked at the most popular inflammatory biomarker, high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. Check our January issue from this year for more on how to use that. Levels of CRP were significantly reduced in the anti-inflammatory group, the ones who got celecoxib. But outside of that positive finding, his other results, which looked at genes related to CRP, were only marginally significant, with p-values around 0.06. You need a 0.05 to pass general significance. The bottom line, this study joins a handful of others in bipolar depression, and along with the data in major depression, celecoxib has the best evidence of the anti-inflammatory group. But this medication is not without risks, so if you use it, it should be reserved for your treatment-resistant cases and ideally should be used for the short term, like 6 months. Check out our online review for more on how to use it.
This week, we are bringing you daily episodes, and if you'd like us to keep up the pace, let us know by leaving a review in your podcast store. Join us tomorrow for new data on an unanswered question. Can therapy treat bipolar 2 depression without help from medications? We'll have more updates in our print issue, including unpublished results on a new medication for bipolar depression and a full review of the modafinils in bipolar disorder. Podcast listeners can get $30 off the annual subscription with the promo code PODCAST in all capitals. Your subscription will earn you continuing education credits and help us stay free of industry support.